The U.S. Department of Justice says it has opened an investigation into the Orange County District Attorney's Office and the O.C. Sheriff's Department. The feds are looking into whether or not O.C. prosecutors and deputies regularly deny people accused of committing crimes a fair trial by using jailhouse informants to covertly gather information. The probe is being conducted at the invitation of OCDA Tony Rakakis. Gustavo Arellano is the editor of OC Weekly. He's been covering this story for a while now. He's here with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
Rakakis made this offer months ago, but it took the DOJ, I guess, until this month to announce this investigation. Why the wait? What's at stake here, do you think?
Wow, where to begin? First of all, I don't believe Tony, even though he publicly said, oh, yeah, you know, please, I invite any invitation. That came, though, after dozens of legal scholars and former attorney generals wrote an open letter to Loretta Lynch, the attorney general, asking for an investigation, demanding an investigation. So why did it take so long? We always know that it takes forever for the feds to really accomplish anything. I'm frankly surprised that they even announced anything in regards to this, but it's such an embarrassment for Orange County law enforcement again.
And Rakakis, for his part, was booted off the sentencing phase of the Scott Decried trial, right?
Oh, yeah. No, we talked about that last week, I believe. Appellate court ruled that both Kamala Harris and Tony Rakakis were wrong in not wanting to have the OCDA try the penalty phase of the cry. Of course, the worst mass shooting in Orange County history that happened in Seal Beach. It's just embarrassment after embarrassment.
On the Rakakis front, I spoke with the U.S. Attorney Eileen Decker last week when the announcement was made, and I asked her, pointedly, whether Tony Rakakis would be receiving immunity. He did invite this investigation. So being a reporter, you sort of look two or three steps ahead and you ask yourself, what's in it for him? And here's what she had to say.
I'm not going to comment about issues regarding immunity. We're going to focus on the civil side, pattern and practice on two issues, whether the informant system was being used incorrectly and whether there have been violations of due process by not turning over discovery.
That was U.S. Attorney Eileen Decker for the Central District of California. Well, it's not just Rakakis and the DA's office that's being scrutinized right now. It's also the Orange County Sheriff's Department. Last week, the judge in that Decry case, Thomas Goethals, threatened Sheriff Sandra Hutchins about releasing some papers. Explain that and how she's under the gun right now.
Oh, man, you want to talk about somebody who's really deep into it. Sandra Hutchins and her deputies, Judge Goethals has been asking for these special logs that these deputies kept when it came to their informants. And Sandra Hutchins, first of all, said they didn't exist. Then when she said, okay, they do exist, but I can't give them over because they'll put my deputies at risk of being murdered or beaten up. But Judge Goethals is having none of it. And it's funny because every time he has a hearing about this, Sandra Hutchins has not appeared at any of these hearings, but he gets very dramatic. He says something like, it's been now 4 years, which means like, 4,000 hours? I'm just making up a figure. But he really gets down to it, and he is losing a lot of patience. I mean, when in Orange County history have you had a judge, besides the last, Sheriff Mike Corona, when you've had a judge reprimand an acting sheriff as ruthlessly as Goethals had it? And just a reminder, folks, Judge Goethals used to be a prosecutor in the Orange County District Attorney's Office. He's a conservative, yet he is a man who is blasting both Hutchins and Rakakis for all of this whole snitch scandal fiasco.
To be sure, Gustavo, there are more than 4,000 hours in 4 years.
I can tell you that for sure.
It has been a rough year for the OC Sheriff's Department, too. Not only what's going on there with the jailhouse informants and the investigation thereof, but also the escape of three inmates from its central men's jail. What has this done to Sandra Hutchins' image and status in the OC?
You want to talk about a bad year. The best that can be said at this point about Sandra Hutchins is that she's not gross like Mike Corona. But that said, she campaigned. She said she was going to bring back dignity to the sheriff's department. She has not done that at all.
All right. Gustavo Arellano, this week's Orange County Line. Gustavo, thank you.
Gracias.